The next big challenge looming for the DMR was the reconstruction of sections of the Hume Highway, which had been starved of funds for decades. Arvo Tinney recalls the state of the highway when he first arrived at the Yass Works office in 1963.
The Hume Highway had had a miserable collapse and failure in the late 1950s, where it was actually closed to traffic for 3 months in the area of Takata. Hume Highway was closed to traffic for 3 months. And so the task was to, again, to try to, well, the major task, I suppose, was to keep the maintenance at the stage that it can't start to break up.
It was basically frustration that Hume Highway went to rigid pavements. The granular pavements were failing. I went, I think, in 84 to Goulburn, and I asked the local works engineer what sort of pavement that was, and he said it was pre-mix, spray sealed every summer.
In 1983, what really gave it a big acceleration, despite whatever might be said, was that the Fraser government in Canberra, leading up to the Australian Bicentenary in 1988, introduced the Australian Bicentenary Road Development Program, or called ABRD for short, where the Fraser government said to the country, here's $2.5 billion. We want this spent by 1988. But it had to go to the national highways, which are the highways the federal government funded. This allowed large lengths of pavement, including concrete pavements, to be built with slip form paving, on-site concrete production, putting up to something like, or peaking at, say, 1,500 cubic metres a day. In other words, building a carriageway of three lanes and a shoulder in about 2 to 3 days. Now, this revolutionised construction, and it also revolutionised economics.
The revolution that was taking place on the Hume Highway started with a section at Tumblong in southern New South Wales.
The Tumblong deviation is located just on the south side of Gundagai, between Gundagai and Takata, and was built in a number of stages. Tumblong 1 was about 10 kilometres long, dual carriageway, concrete. After the Wyong section on F3, this was the second major plain, unreinforced concrete pavement section built. It had a number of firsts in it. The entire carriageway, that is three lanes and a shoulder, were paved in a single pass. It was the first time it was ever done in this country. That was also a very significant aspect in its construction. A number of interesting retrospective lessons, which are not in any way critical, they're simply lessons of history. In 1983, road authorities didn't have access to the data which measured the actual loads of trucks. So truck loads was a bit of an assumed factor. This changed in 1987 with a particular design manual that came out. And in retrospect, and it's very easy to say in hindsight, the pavement at Tumblong was probably under-designed. That is, it wasn't designed for as many trucks as we now know run on it. And the actual axle loads assumed weren't what we now know to be. And this has perhaps led to a few problems with some slabs. Basically, the main slab thickness there was specified at 200 millimetres thick, whereas these days, if that road was being built again, it would be more like 250. Also, the joints were skewed across the road. Now, the idea of skewing joints is to avoid the simultaneous impact of wheels at the end of opposite ends of axles. At that stage, the amount of skew borrowed from America was about 1 in 6. It did lead to a bit of corner cracking, and now the amount of skew has been straightened up and it's now about 1 in 10. But all things considered, this was quite an amazing demonstration piece in 1983 of what concrete highway construction in 1983 was compared to sort of things we saw back in the 1960s. So in that sense, it was quite a historic and quite, again, a pivotal construction.